Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we are continuing our conversation with Corey Fronten, who is a graduate student at MIT. He helped form the Graduate Student Union over there, and he's going to talk to us all this time about that work and also his work and understanding and the whole message of the union movement and the Catholic Church. So we're going to go right over to the interview with Corey Fronten right here from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. What is the name of the union?
So we're the MIT Graduate Student Union. We're a local, I think it's number 256 of the United Electrical Radio Emission Workers of America, or UE, so, UE for short, yeah.
That union, which I can't remember the name enough to repeat what you just said, but the that union is a union that works in all kinds of industry, obviously with electronics and radio and everything else. And you are now part of that union.
Yeah, that's right. So kind of like the traditional labor parlance, we're a local union and they're the national union that we're affiliated with. Mm-hmm. And so effectively, you know, we're able to kind of make, you know, democratic local decisions, but also tap into the resources and representation capability that the national union is able to bring to the table. And UE in particular is an extremely democratic union that's well known in the labor union for being almost annoyingly democratic and annoyingly worker driven. And it was, you know, something that before my time in the union, a lot of members were happy with. And in fact, the affiliation with the UE was one of the things that when I heard about it, I was like, I'm in. This is a serious effort, and I'm ready to go for it. Because, you know, they're serious. They're a part of the civil rights movement, which is a huge part of kind of my gravitation towards unions before, you know, being involved. Yeah, absolutely. And I guess just, you know, for listenership, the idea of a union, right, is not necessarily something that I think people necessarily take for granted. So in general, a union is just a legally empowered collective of workers who seek to, you know, negotiate collectively with their employer on the conditions of their employment. And so this is like a legal status that you can get under the law in the United States. And in general, in other places as well, but particularly in the United States, by going through a set of relatively simple but not necessarily easy steps with what's called the National Labor Relations Board in the United States. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in our case, yeah, we're a UE local.
Wow. Now, one of the things that we as Catholics have a long history of being connected to unions. I think the Knights of Labor was originally a Catholic organization. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Rerum Novarum came out. I was talking about that last week. Rerum Novarum came out, which codified, in a sense, or solidified the Catholic support of unions. And so that has always been a part of our Catholic faith. And one of the things I actually came to realize is unions actually started after the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. Mm-hmm. Because that's where people saw, which obviously at MIT, that's all about MIT's industry and everything else.
Yeah.
That's where people realized that there was that change in labor and employer status because of the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah, but I would say it even goes back further in kind of Catholic thought, and I think it's Rerum Novarum itself, where that codification of unions is really a recognition that unions have kind of flourished forth as the industrial, you know, post-industrial period's reflection of the, you know, craftsman's guild mm-hmm. in the kind of pre-industrial period, which was also something that the church supported really, really robustly.
Right.
Yeah, but absolutely, I think it's in the light of the Industrial Revolution, I think it's a huge part of the way we understand it, unions as Catholics in particular, like as you say, in the light of Rerum Novarum and the social encyclicals that followed. And to be honest with you, that's exactly why I had any interest in unions in the first place, was that, I'm a pretty big reader, and I had been Catholic my whole life. You know, I had a period, in high school of, doubting whether the faith was real or not and deciding to read up on it. And so I'd read the Catechism and understood that labor unions were something that we believed in, right? It's, I think they're mentioned in the Catechism, if I remember correctly. And, in Catholic school, you hear kind of every once in a while about people like Dorothy Day or Peter Morin, maybe less in school, but in the readings during school or that you're supposed to do for school, as well as some of the other modern saints, people like Pier Giorgio Frassati is an example that comes to mind, who were very clearly engaged with the labor movement in their time and place, or the equivalent of it. It was something that really led me to realize that in a way that's, material and day-to-day, a way of living the Christian life is by, fighting with your coworkers and fighting with, workers in general for a better life, is actually a totally valid and obviously one of a profligate number of ways you can, live the gospel in your day-to-day life. And it was one that I was kind of desperately looking for at a certain point in life, having kind of felt that I would say popular Catholicism, Catholicism is popularly understood in the United States, in the time that I was growing up. There were some political expressions that were, quote unquote Catholic, that did not seem, terribly, life-giving. And I was seeking a way of living the gospel, living a truly Catholic life in a political sense, and not exclusive of the kind of political aspect of life. And I was really happy to find, the depth of history and theology and, very functional and effective, discussions of what unions are good for and how to, participate, as a Catholic in the labor movement.
Can you think of some of the sayings that you said that you mentioned?
I think one thing that reflected with me a lot that I actually read recently is this quote from John Yancey, who was an organizer on the International Brotherhood of Red Caps. And one of the things that's kind of not super well understood in our understanding of the civil rights movement is that one of the foundations, not even one of the foundations, but the primary foundation of the civil rights movement was actually the Black labor movement. And the labor movement more generally that existed before it. And as I mentioned, the national union that I'm a member of famously was a big supporter of Martin Luther King in an individual capacity. So John Yancey, right, this is something that I think really reflects to where, I was coming from at the time. But at one point he was asked essentially, why do you care about, trade unionism? And he ended up being very important, vice president, I think, of the union he was in. And the way he put it is that his activism wasn't just a response to the indignities that he and his fellow porters suffered, but that it was rooted in his faith. He would say, I could not understand why I was permitted only certain seats when I attended Catholic churches in the South outside of my neighborhood, or why certain Catholic educational institutions excluded Negro students, or why some Catholics were just as prejudiced and more vicious in their practices than were some non-Catholics, or why some priests were outspoken in favor of discrimination and segregation. And that he believed that essentially, God created all in his image and likeness. He set himself to essentially fight, saying the cause of interracial justice is the cause of every Catholic. And his expression for doing so was organizing a union and becoming a very prominent Black Catholic trade unionist and doing really? Speaking tours and engagements in Catholic churches. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, for me, I think that really kind of echoed for me a lot of the kind of frustrations that I kind of, you know, seen and felt between, I would say, like almost a tension between, you know, the way that the church would say, you know, racism is wrong, for instance. But then at the same time, you know, experiences of my own and watching some of my friends, you know, you could see that that wasn't necessarily something that was, you know, being promulgated from the pulpit, and it wasn't being eradicated, you know, from the shadows around the church. And that was essentially one of the things that kind of led me to start thinking about, like, what does it actually mean to live Catholicism in a, you know, more politically active way?
Sure.
Yeah. And yeah, Yancey, I think, how he comes around to essentially fighting for the good, an expression of the good rather than merely, you know, fighting against the phantom of evil. Yeah, I found that really, really inspiring and something that is reflected in the way that I kind of turned the corner.
And we're going to hear more from Corey tomorrow. In the meantime, you're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
And don't forget that we will be here tomorrow, same time, and also at CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform to hear more from Corey Fronten. This is actually a 5-episode interview, so we're going to hear more tomorrow, and then we're going to hear some next week. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. We're here at CatholicAudioMedia.com and at St. Anthony in Allston, Massachusetts. Come to our 10 o'clock Mass on Sunday. We'll see you later. In Cristo vivimos.